All right, back at South Putnam High School as our Sonic pregame show continues. Both teams are ready to go. The coaches are talking to the umpire, and we'll come back with the starting lineups and the first pitch after these messages.
I'm Dave Crooks from WAMB. When Shelley and I moved to Brazil, we had to find new people to do business with. Finding an auto mechanic was easy. We trust Tony Lorenz and his team at Lorenz Service. Tony is a third-generation family-owned business that has always made us feel like family. Tony and his team truly care about their customers. When you need a good mechanic, call Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, 486-7331, or visit LorenzService.com.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic, 443-2225, 443-2225, Shaw Chiropractic.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
Your home for Northview Night Sports. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at South Putnam High School, we're at Dalton Field today, getting ready for two games back-to-back with the South Putnam Eagles. It's a nice night for baseball, and even though there's a slight threat of rain, I think we're going to get this one in, which is a nice change. Leading off for the Northview Knights today will be Trey Shaw, the shortstop. Batting second and playing at the catcher's position will be Corbin Allen. Batting third and pitching today for Northview will be Gavin Morris. Batting fourth and playing first base is Dylan Zentko. Batting fifth and the designated hitter, Parker Johnson. He's the DH for second baseman Caleb Swearingen. In the sixth spot in left field, it'll be Trey Tucker. In the seventh spot, playing third base is Cole Pierce. Batting eighth and playing right field is Braden Nevins. And playing center field, batting ninth, is Jackson Abbott. For the South Putnam Eagles defensively, they'll have Jackson Wood on the mound, Devin Cashian is the catcher, by the way. Drew Typen at first, John Hodge at second, Brandon DeMoret at third base, Tanner Pistelli at shortstop. In left field is Michael Stewart, Hayden Switzer is in center field, and Aiden LeBlanc is in right field. Head coach for South Putnam is Jeff McCoon. So they're bringing the players onto the field for the introductions, and we should be playing baseball in just a couple of minutes. And we're glad to have you tuned in today on Timeless Classics WAMB. And we mentioned the baseball sectional in the interview earlier with Craig Trout. Northview will take on either Avon or Plainfield on Memorial Day. That'll be a 10 o'clock game. We'll have the broadcast at 9:50. If the Knights advance, they would be in the championship that night at 7 o'clock. In girls softball, they made a change today on the schedule. It looks like Northview now will play Brown County on Tuesday, May 21st, not Wednesday, the 22nd. Apparently, there's a graduation conflict that they had to work around. And then if Northview's Lady Knights win that game, they will be in the championship the following night on the 22nd. So they're trying to move that up instead of Friday, the 24th. And now our national anthem. No, we're struggling to get that audio. We'll come back after this 1 minute timeout.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drivers.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. It's Mulch Madness, now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
Listen to Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk, Friday and Saturdays from 9:30 to midnight on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at South Putnam High School, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on Timeless Classics WAMB. We're on the AM dial at 11:30 in Brazil. Well, we're on the FM dial at 106.9. And in Terre Haute, we're on 99.5 FM. And from anywhere, you can hear us at WAMBradio.com. So the Eagles are in their red tops and white jerseys. And the Knights, of course, in their maroon and black tops and gray jerseys. And we are about set. It's nice to see the field in such good condition. We've had a break from the rain the last couple of days, and things are starting to dry out, which we're glad to see. Tomorrow night, the Eagles come to Northview, so that'll be a 5:30 start as well, and we'll have the coverage for you here on WAMB. And uh-oh, we just had a problem here in the press box. The table is about to collapse, and it's a nice table. I mean, it's a Formica piece that goes across the entire press bench, and it looks like we're going to have to find a prop in a hurry, guys, to keep this thing from collapsing. So better call the call for help, huh? So we'll try to keep it from collapsing and scattering our equipment here. So Jackson Wood is warming up on the mound for the Eagles, and he'll get set to do battle against Trey Shaw, the shortstop for the Knights. And then it'll be Corbin Allen, the catcher, and then Gavin Morris, the pitcher. Nice night for baseball. A lot of fans are in the stands, and some have even brought lawn chairs, and they've got them parked on the football track behind the Knights dugout there for a better view.
Leading off number 14, Shaw.
So Trey Shaw, who's DePaul University bound, going to play both football and baseball for DePaul, will step up to the plate. Left-hander. And we are set to go here at South Putnam High School. The Eagles are 7-10. The Knights are 7-7. And we are set for action. Jackson Wood, the right-hander, delivers the pitch. That's low and outside, ball one. Jackson Wood delivers the 1-0 pitch. That's high for ball two. Two and oh the count on Trey Shaw. The 2-0 pitch. That's low. 3-0 the count. So Trey Shaw in a good position for a possible walk. He steps in again. Jackson Wood delivers the 3-0 pitch. That's ball four. So Trey Shaw is on with the base on balls, and now this will bring up Corbin Allen, the catcher for the Knights.
Number 21, Allen.
Craig Trout gives him the signals. I would struggle to repeat that to you right now, trying to catch up with all the sign language going on out there. So Jackson Wood trying to deliver his first strike of the game after four straight balls. And they're going to make a throw on Shaw at second. And the ball gets past the shortstop, so Trey's going to head to third base. He'll steal two bases. So now, just like that, Trey Shaw is in scoring position at third. guess that'll be an error out there. 1-0 the count. Corbin Allen ready to go again. Jackson Wood delivers the 1-0 pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. So Jackson Wood finds the strike zone. The count is one apiece. Trey Shaw takes the lead at third base. Jackson Wood delivers the pitch. That ball popped up, should be playable in shallow right field. Matter of fact, the second baseman, John Hodge, will call for it. He'll make the catch, and there's one down.
Number 27, Morris.
Gavin Morris, the pitcher today for the Knights, will bat next. And then Dylan Zenko is on the warm-up deck. Trying to get Trey Shaw in early in the top of the first. No score, but the Knights are threatening. Jackson Wood, the right-hander, delivers the pitch. That ball popped up and out of play, and that'll be into the parking lot. Tonight's game is a service of Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. The 0-1 pitch. A ball. 1-1 the count. So a ball and a strike with one down here in the top of the first. Trey Shaw has the lead at third. Nobody at first and second. Jackson Wood delivers the pitch. That ball popped up and out of play. So the count is 1-2 on pitcher Gavin Morris. The 1-2 pitch, called strike, caught him looking. So the first strikeout of the game for pitcher Jackson Wood, and now this will bring up Dylan Zenko. Two down here on the top of the first. Zenko trying to find a way to drive in a run. Here's the pitch. Nice hard hit ball, but it's in the air. Pop fly toward shallow right field. The second baseman, John Hodge, calls for it. He makes the grab, and that's that, and it ends the Northview threat. So in the inning, there were no runs, no hits. We left one on, and there was one error. We played a half inning of baseball, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Northview nothing, South Putnam coming to bat.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at GreatDane.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. We understand local taxes because we are local. Visit us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at South Putnam High School, my name is Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on Timeless Classics WAMB. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. There's no score. Coming up for South Putnam, they'll lead things off with shortstop Tanner Pistelli. Then it's catcher Jackson Wood, right fielder Aiden LeBlanc, and then third baseman Brandon DeMorit. Defensively for Northview, Gavin Morris on the mound. Corbin Allen is your catcher. Dylan Zenko at first base. Caleb Swearingen in second. Cole Pierce at third. Trey Shaw at shortstop. In the outfield left to right, Trey Tucker, Jackson Abbott, and Braden Nevins left to right. So Tanner Pastelli will step in. The right-hander Gavin Morris goes to work on him. And that's low and outside. Ball one.
Put your hands together for number 12, Tanner Pastelli.
Morris delivers the pitch. And that's a ball or strike. One and one the count. Demerit. Thank you for the correction. And that's Demerit that we'll talk about later. That ball smashed to the second baseman. Caleb Swearingen makes the throw to Dylan Zentko, and they get the out. So score that 4-3.
Please welcome to the plate number 14, Jackson Wood.
Demerit. Okay. Jackson Wood will bat next. He's the pitcher for South Putnam. They've got one down here in the bottom of the first. Gavin Morris delivers the pitch. Outside corner for a called strike. Tell you what, the guy from maintenance was here in a hurry, so you guys must have called 911 on that play. The ball smashed to the shortstop. Trey Shaw makes the throw to first. Is it in time? No, it's not. It wasn't a perfect throw. Zentko had to get off the bag to grab it.
Welcome to the plate number 4, Aiden LeBlanc.
So, is it an error or a hit, guys? What's your opinion in the box up here? Tough call? Could go either way. I would accept that. Did you score it a hit? You scored it as an error against the shortstop? So we're going to call it an E6. Okay, the first pitch to Aiden LeBlanc. And that's a strike. Gavin Morris ready for the 0-1 pitch with a runner at first. He'll make the throw to first instead, but the runner is safe. So Aiden LeBlanc, the right fielder, the pitch, that's low. One and one the count. So a ball and a strike with one down. Runner takes the lead at first. There's a called strike, one and two the count. What's that? Oh, great. Okay, and we're told that the batter who smashed it down to Trey Shaw, he quickly tags second, makes the out, the play to first in time, double play. And LeBlanc's going to be going to DePaul as well to play football, so that's cool to know. 6-4-3 was the play to end the inning. No runs, there was no hits, there was one error. We've played an inning of baseball, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, no score between South Putnam and Northview.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Last year, you may have gotten married, purchased your first home, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. Things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at South Putnam High School, my name is Dave Crooks. We go to the second inning where Parker Johnson, the designated hitter for second baseman Caleb Swearingen, will step up to the plate. Then it'll be left fielder Trey Tucker and then third baseman Cole Pierce. So Johnson will step in. Jackson Wood will go to work on him. The right-hander delivers the pitch. That's inside, ball one. Today's game, a service of Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor. The 1-0 pitch. Low and inside, 2-0 the count. We mentioned earlier we're going to have coverage of Northview on Memorial Day when they play in the 4A baseball sectional over at Terre Haute. As the next pitch is outside and low, 3-0 the count. We've added the girls softball team. Last year they conflicted when they played. The boys were basically playing at the same time up in Avon, but this time they're not playing on the same night. So we're going to add girls softball to our coverage, and they play Brown County, and that game was moved today to the 21st on a Tuesday, and they've moved the championship up a couple of days. That was a strike, and the count is 3-1. And we'll remind you that if you're a local business owner, we'd love to have you as a sponsor for our postseason coverage. Call the radio station for details. As that ball is smashed down to third base, DeMoret makes the play over to first base. They get the out. So we'll score that 5-3. By the way, the radio station number is 420-2518. 420-2518. Call, leave me a message, or you can always send us a message from our Facebook at Timeless Classics WAMB. Trey Tucker will step up to the plate, the left fielder. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Great temperature right now. Nice night to be at the ballpark. The 0-1 count. Low and outside. 1-1 the count. So a ball and a strike. Nobody on here in the top of the second. Jackson Wood delivers the pitch. That ball straight back towards center field, and will it be caught? Did he get it? Boy, nice catch by Hayden Switzer. He did, or did he get it? He did not. He dropped it. Boy, he gave it a great effort. But that will be a base hit for Trey Tucker. He hit that in a nice shallow spot in center field, and Switzer had to charge for it. And it looked like for a moment he had it, but apparently he could not keep it in his hands. And so that's a break for the Knights. Now third baseman Cole Pierce will step up to the plate. Jackson Wood makes a quick toss over to first, and the runner is safe. That's Trey Tucker at first, taking the big lead once again. That ball smashed out to left field. That will be, oh, just barely foul, just by inches. If he'd had about 6 inches to the right, it would have been a perfect hit. So Cole Pierce will try it again here in the top of the second. One down, runner at first, nobody at second and third. Jackson Wood looks in. The pitch. That ball smashed out to left center field. That's got possibilities, but nope. Hayden Switzer is going to make the catch, and that'll be two outs.
Number five, Nevin.
Braden Nevins, the right fielder, will bat next. So two down here in the top of the second. Another throw to first base from Jackson Wood over to Drew Typen. Trey is safe. Trey Tucker. Here comes the pitch. That's a ball. 1-0 the count. Today's game, also a service of Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. The 1-0 pitch. Low, ball two. Two and oh the count on Cole Pierce. Another throw to first base, and Trey Tucker back in time, but that outfit's going to be tough to wash out tomorrow or tonight. The 3-0 pitch. That ball lined foul. Craig Trout makes a nice scoop and throws it to the pitcher, and we're ready to go again. 2-1 the count. Wood delivers the pitch. Called strike. Caught him looking. 2-2 the count. The 2-2 pitch from Jackson Wood. That ball smashed down to Tanner Pistelli at shortstop. He makes the throw to first, and it's in time for the out. So, in the inning, no runs, one hit. We did leave one stranded. We've played 1.5 innings of baseball, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's still South Putnam nothing, Northview nothing.
I'm Dave Crooks from WAMB. When Shelley and I moved to Brazil, we had to find new people to do business with. Finding an auto mechanic was easy. We trust Tony Lorenz and his team at Lorenz Service. Tony is a third-generation family-owned business that has always made us feel like family. Tony and his team truly care about their customers. When you need a good mechanic, call Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, 486-7331, or visit LorenzService.com.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic, 443-2225, 443-2225, Shaw Chiropractic.
11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM, Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Well, we're back at Dalton Field at South Putnam High School. I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome to the plate. Number 3, Brandon Demerit.
Brandon Demerit will bat. First time we're going to get to see him today. He's the third baseman. He'll be followed by Hayden Switzer and then Devin Keshen. No score here in the bottom of the second. Gavin Morris delivers the pitch. That ball is foul. Oh and one the count. So defensively for the Knights, Gavin Morris on the mound, Corbin Allen the catcher, Dylan Zentko at first, Caleb Swearingen at second. Morris's next pitch is low. Cole Pierce at third, Trey Shaw at short, left to right, Trey Tucker, Jackson Abbott, and Braden Nevins. The 1-1 pitch, low, 2-1 the count. We always appreciate your feedback on our Facebook page. If you'll go to Timeless Classics, WAMB, please give us a like, and we'd love to have a comment from you. Let us know where you're tuned in from today, on the road or locally or in another state. Always fun to hear where you're tuned in at. As that pitch is a strike, 2-2 the count. Next pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He reached for that one. He'll probably regret that. And there's the first strikeout of the game for at least Gavin Morris. Hayden Switzer, the center fielder, will bat next for South Putnam. With one away, the right-hander delivers, and that's in the dirt. That hit the backstop, if you've noticed. I've got a little crowd mic there, and so that's the loud bang you heard on the radio there. Want to know the count. Here's the pitch. That ball popped up and out of play. So, again, Northview draws either Amont or Plainfield in the bye when they play on Memorial Day in the 4A sectional at Terre Haute North. Swing and a miss on that pitch, 1-2 the count. We'll have coverage at 9:50. And for someone like me who will spend the entire day at the world's greatest race course, getting up that next morning isn't always easy. That ball smashed down to the third baseman. Cole Pierce makes the throw to Dylan Zentko, and it's in time for the out. Score that 5-3. And speaking of the Indy 500, we'll have flag-to-flag coverage not only of the greatest race on Memorial Day weekend on Sunday, but we'll have coverage of the GP race this Saturday at 3:30. And then, of course, time trial coverage the following weekend. So complete coverage from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on WAMB. As that first pitch to Devin Cashin is a swing and a miss for a strike. 0-1 the count with two down here in the bottom of the second. That pitch is low, 1-1 the count. So scoreless ball game so far between the Knights and the Eagles. Gavin Morris delivers the 1-1 pitch. That ball smashed right back to Gavin Morris. He'll make the quick throw to Zentko, and that will end the inning. So, three up, three down for South Putnam. We've played two innings of baseball. On the Great Dane scoreboard, it's still South Putnam nothing and Northview nothing.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our commercial, industrial, and agricultural members and inform you that we have rebates that include HVAC, lighting, compressed air systems, and variable frequency drives. This program is for retrofit and new construction. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyrmc.com.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at South Putnam High School, I'm Dave Crooks. We go to the top half of the third inning where Jackson Abbott in the number nine spot will lead things off. No score between the Knights and the Eagles. Jackson Wood on the mound, delivers the pitch, swing and a miss. Want to give a shout out to a listener who's online in Sun City, Florida. And that would be Trey Shaw's grandpa, Jerry Anderson, in Sun City Center, Florida. So welcome to the broadcast, Grandpa Shaw, or at least in this case, Grandpa Anderson. I think he's a Brazil native, enjoying Sun City Center, Florida. Swing and a miss. So three straight pitches, and Jackson Abbott will head back to the dugout. That will be the second strikeout of the game for Jackson Wood. And we'll go to the top of the order where Grandpa Jerry will be rooting on Trey Shaw. Wood delivers the pitch, swing and a miss. Eagles are 7 wins and 10 losses for the season. The Knights are 7-7. First time I think they've been at 500 all season. Next pitch, outside and low, 1-1 the count. Today's game of service of Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Low and outside, 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike with one down. They're in the top of the third, no score. The pitch. Inside corner for a called strike, and the count is 2-2. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Line drive, and that's perfect down the first base line. So he'll get a single out of that. As Aiden LeBlanc chases it. So a nice hit for Trey Shaw. So now this will bring up Corbin Allen, the catcher. He popped up to the second baseman in the first inning. They'll make a play on Trey Shaw at first, but he's there in time. He's safe. One down, top of the third, no score. The pitch. That ball popped up out of play. Again, don't forget, we've added girls softball sectional coverage to WAMB when they play Brown County, and we found out today they're moving the game from Wednesday to Tuesday, May 21st, 7:30 first pitch, 7:20 pregame, as they'll make another throw to first on Trey Shaw. He's safe, and they've moved the championship game up 2 days due to a conflict in one of the school's graduation. They'll play that now on the 22nd on Wednesday night, so be aware of that. They'll make a throw to second base, and Shaw is safe. And the count 1-1 on Corbin Allen. One and one the count. Here's the pitch. Outside, and now a throw to third. Did they get him? Whoa, Trey Shaw is safe at third. That was tight. So now Shaw's in scoring position at third with one down. 2-1 the count. Jackson Wood looks in. Now they call time. And now play continues. I'm not sure if that was just the ump's decision or the batter's. Next pitch, inside for a ball, 3-1 the count. The 3-1 pitch. Ball four. So Corbin Allen is on with the base on balls. So this will bring up Gavin Morris, the pitcher.
Number 27, Morris.
He was one of the two strikeouts that Wood has against the Knights so far today. Runners take their leads at first and third. High and outside, and a throw to second. They may get him. No, he's safe. That's a break for Corbin Allen. So a stolen base there. So now runners at third and second with one down. That pitch is low to Gavin Morris, 2-0 the count. So Corbin Allen at second, Trey Shaw at third, Gavin Morris at the plate, trying to bring the first run of the day in for Northview with one down here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch. Got a piece of it. Is that 2-1 or 3-1? 2-1. Or 3-1? Couldn't see it. 2, thank you. Jackson Wood, the 2-1 pitch. That's low for a ball, 3-1 the count. Big pitch coming up for Jackson Wood and Gavin Morris, pitcher versus pitcher. The 3-1 pitch. That's low, ball four. Gavin Morris will walk, and now this will put Dylan Zinko at the plate with the bases loaded. So with one down, Knights are in a great position to score. We're going to send a courtesy runner out to Gavin Morris, and that will be Tyler Timberman. So Timberman will go to first. Morris will come back to the dugout. Craig Trout protecting his pitcher, giving him some rest. Well, Dylan Zinko, he's capable of hitting this thing out of here, so we'll see if he can make it a grand slam day and make Grandpa smile. So again, bases loaded, one down. We're in the top of the third, no score. South Putnam and Northview. Wood delivers the pitch. Outside, 1-0 the count. Zinko ready for the next pitch. That ball smashed down to right field in the air. It could be caught in foul territory, and it is by Aiden LeBlanc, and there's two down. Oh, I'll take that back. It wasn't in foul territory, I guess. So they did let him tag up and score, so that'll be a sacrifice fly. I thought he caught that in foul territory. It was? Okay. Well, then I guess they still get to count the score then, don't they? So that means Trey Shaw will score. The Knights take a 1-0 lead. Charlie Jackson talking to the umpire right now, one of the assistant coaches for the Knights. I'm not sure what the question is, but now Craig Trout's waving him off. Well, I guess Charlie was a bit confused like me. I thought that was going to be out of play and then the run wouldn't count, but apparently it does because I'll have to get the official ruling on that later, but I don't know. I'll take the ump's advice and count the run.
Number one, Johnson.
Parker Johnson will be the batter. He's the designated hitter. He got thrown out by the third baseman when he batted in the second. Runners at third and second for Northview with two down. Inside, ball one. So you've got Corbin Allen at third base. Then our courtesy runner, Tyler Timberman, is in for Gavin Morris at second. Nobody at first, two down. Swing and a miss. One and one the count. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. 1-2 the count. So Parker Johnson with an opportunity here to drive in some runs for Northview. The 1-2 pitch. That ball is foul behind the press box, so the count remains 1-2. Runners at third and second for the Knights. Here's the pitch. That ball smashed down to the shortstop. Tanner Pastelli will make the throw to first. Oh, the first baseman dropped the ball. So that'll be an error. It will bring in another run. And the Knights take a 2-0 lead. So we'll have to put an E3 on that one. So now Trey Tucker will bat next. He got a single on the second. It was the first hit of the game for the Knights. So a runner at third and a runner at first. Two down, 2-0 lead. Knights lead South Putnam. Your batter is Cole Pierce. Oh, no, excuse me. Your batter is Trey Tucker. High and outside, ball one. Want to know the count? Here comes the pitch. Inside, they're going to throw to third. Runner is safe. So 2-0 the count. Runners at third and second now. Here comes the next pitch from Jackson Wood. Inside, 3-0 the count. So Tyler Timberman is at third base. Parker Johnson over at second. And ball four. I looked away. Was that a hit pitch? He just gave it to him? Okay, intentional walk. Okay, well. So now this will bring up Cole Pierce. I guess they went ahead and thought, well, why do all four pitches when we need one out to get a force out here? Cole Pierce will bat next. He popped up to the center fielder in the second. Jackson Wood trying to get his Eagles out of the inning. Here's the pitch. Nice hit to left field, but that will be foul. So the count is 0-1 on Cole Pierce. Cole's a senior. The month of May will fly for he and the other seniors, no doubt about it. 2-0 score in favor of Northview. We're in the top of the third. There's two outs. Knights have the bases loaded with Cole Pierce at the plate. Here's the pitch. High and inside, 1-1 the count. Tonight's game, a service of U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, where mulch madness is underway. Call 605-8080. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, a proud supporter of Northview Sports. The 1-1 pitch. That's a ball. 2-1 the count. Knights trying to continue a good second inning, or third inning, I should say, with a 2-0 lead. Here's the next pitch. Nice hit to left field. That will drop for a base hit. One run will score. And that'll make it a 3-0 ball game.
Number five, Nevins.
So Timberman scores for Morris. You got Parker Johnson at third. Trey Tucker is over at second. Cole Pierce at first. And they're going to call time at the plate, or at least at the pitcher's mound, and there's going to be a mound meeting. So we've got a quick break in the action with two down here in the top of the third. It's Northview 3, South Putnam nothing. We're going to keep it here for the moment. I don't see a pitching change yet, but the Eagles coach, Jeff McCoon, he is trying to give some confidence to Jackson Wood and remind him what's at stake here with a bases-loaded situation and two down. And they told me before the game the coach has a relative playing or coaching the Florida Marlins. Is that right, guys? Used to. So that was his father or who? His uncle. His uncle was the former manager of the Florida Marlins. How cool is that? Jeff McCoon. We're set to go. Braden Nevins, the right fielder. First pitch is a ball. 1-0 the count. Want to know the count. Here's the pitch. That ball smashed down to the shortstop to Pastelli. He'll make a quick throw to second to John Hodge, and that will end the Northview threat. But a good inning for the Knights. All nine batters did bat this inning. We had a total of three runs scored, and there was two base hits, and it looks like there was at least one error. We have played 2.5 innings of baseball here at South Putnam High School. On the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Northview 3, South Putnam nothing.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic items.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8080. 1933. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
It's Mulch Madness
now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Like us on Facebook.
Back at South Putnam High School, my name is Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute. It's 3-0, Northview leading South Putnam as we go to the bottom half of the third inning. The designated hitter for the Eagles will be Leighton Workman, followed by the first baseman, Drew Typen. Gavin Morris delivers the pitch. That ball smashed down to the first baseman. Dylan Zentko will pick it up and make an easy tag to the bag, and there's one down. Hey, those Shaws are listening online tonight.
16, John Hodge.
A big shout-out to Grandma Jean and Grandpa Mike listening to the Knights in Puckestani, Pennsylvania. We appreciate them tuned in tonight. They say go Knights and Trey Shaw. And you can get a shout-out as well when you go to our Timeless Classics Facebook page and let us know where you're tuned in at. Well, look at that. Two outs in a row and all taken care of by Dylan Zentko. Drew Typen. That was Drew Typen that was tagged out at first then, right? Yeah. It was who?
Number 16, John.
Oh, that was 16? Oh, okay. I got that on my score thing wrong. Sorry about that. Okay, so I got to correct that. So Hodge just got out, right? Now this is Drew. Is that right? First pitch is a strike. Next pitch. That's a ball. Doing some paperwork here, guys. Stand by. Just taken care of. That's a strike, 1-2 the count. Swing and a miss on that pitch. They'll strike him out, and that will end the threat. So in the inning for South Putnam, three up, three down. We've played three innings of baseball on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview continues to lead South Putnam 3-0.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. Have tax reform questions? We have answers. Visit us today.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Back at South Putnam High School, my name is Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on Timeless Classics WAMB. Well, I could have. Okay, Jackson Abbott, that's right. He started the last inning off, and all nine batters did bat. That ball smashed down to the shortstop. Tanner Pistelli will make the throw to Drew Typen, and quickly there's one down. So score that 6-3. Now we'll go with Trey Shaw at the top of the order. He is the shortstop for the Knights. And he's probably got the most fans listening to us online from Pennsylvania to Florida, which is really cool. So Trey Shaw got on with a base on balls in the first, and then he got a hit in the third and scored. And that first pitch is a strike, 0-1 the count. Fourth inning action, 3-0 score. Knights lead the Eagles. That ball popped up toward left field, likely playable by the third baseman. Brandon Demerit makes the catch, and there's two down. Corbin Allen will bat next. Allen popped up to the second baseman in the first, and then he got on with the base on balls in the third and scored. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, ball one. Today's game is brought to you in part by Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw. They're at Shaw Chiropractic at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil. That's low, ball one, or ball two. 2-0 the count with two down here in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. That's low for a ball, 3-0 the count. Jackson Wood delivers the 3-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner, 3-1 the count. Or better known as the old automatic. The 3-1 pitch, ball four. So now
good miss, 14.
Corbin Allen will head to the first base bag, and now this will bring up Gavin Morris, the pitcher. Morris struck out in the first, got on with a base on balls in the third, and he was run number three tonight. Two down, runner at first, nobody at second and third. Knights lead Eagles 3-0. The pitch. Called strike. Tomorrow night, the Eagles come to Brazil. We'll have the coverage at 5:20 here on WAMB. The 0-1 pitch. That ball smashed down the third base line. May take a while to get there, and it's going to be a hit. So it wasn't a very hard hit ball. And there just wasn't any way to grab it quickly, so Gavin Morris gets a hit, and he's on the bag.
Number 37, Zenko.
Dylan Zenko will bat next for the Knights. Dylan got that sacrifice in the third to bring in a run, and he also popped up in the first to the second baseman. We've got a courtesy runner. Coy Edwards now will run for Gavin Morris to give the pitcher a break. A 3-0 score in favor of the Knights. The umpire doing some paperwork real quick. He wraps that up and we're set to go. So let's see what Dylan Zenko to do to keep the inning alive here in the top of the third with two down. Here's the pitch. Oh, hit him. Hit pitch. So Zenko is on the bag. That'll move our base runner to second. The catcher, Devin Cashin, wants to have a quick conversation with Jackson Wood.
Number 25, Garrison.
Keegan Garrison will be entered now instead of Parker Johnson. So our first look at the bat today for Keegan Garrison. Runners at, well, the bases are actually loaded. Here comes the pitch. Oh, perfect hit out toward left field, but it will be caught by Michael Stewart in the air. So nice job by Stewart to end the Northview threat. In the inning, there were no runs. We did pick up another hit. We did leave three stranded. We've played 3.5 innings of baseball. On the Great Dane scoreboard, it's still Northview 3, South Putnam nothing.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Last year, you may have gotten married, purchased your first home, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We're back at South Putnam High School. My name is Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on WAMB. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Gavin Morris is still on the mound. And due up for South Putnam will be Tanner Pistelli at the top of the order. He's the shortstop, followed by the pitcher Jackson Wood, and then the right fielder Aiden LeBlanc. Defensively for the Knights, Gavin Morris is on the mound. Corbin Allen is the catcher. Dylan Zinko at first. Caleb Swearingen at second. Cole Pierce at third. Trey Shaw at short. Left to right, it's Trey Tucker, Jackson Abbott, and Braden Nevins. The umpire finishing up some paperwork. Was there any other changes, guys, as far as you know? No. Okay. All right. 3-0 score. South Putnam trying to find a way to get some runs this inning. Let's see what happens as Gavin Morris goes to work on his first batter, and that's a called strike on the outside corner. Tanner Pistelli, he's 0-for-1 today. Got tossed out by the second baseman in the first inning. That's low and outside, 1-1 the count. Tonight's game, a service of Park County REMC. They are your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. The 1-1 pitch on the outside corner for another called strike. 1-2 the count on Gavin Morris. That ball popped up, could be playable in foul territory. Dylan Zinko calls for it, and there's one down.
Keep going for number 14, Jackson Wood.
This will bring up Jackson Wood. He got on base in the first with an error by Trey Shaw when he made the throw to first. It just wasn't quite where it needed to be. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. The 0-1, swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. That's low and outside. Gavin Morris showing a few control issues here in this inning. Hopefully he's not wearing down, but if so, I'm sure Craig Trout would make a change if necessary. Try to protect their 3-0 lead. Jackson Wood. The next pitch is popped up and out of play. Count 1-2. Today's game of service at WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10, WTHI. Coverage you can count on. 1-2 the count. The pitch. Oh, caught him with an outside corner strike. And
number 4, Aiden LeBlanc.
That will be a total of 3 strikeouts so far for Gavin Morris. Aiden LeBlanc will bat next. He was part of that double play in the first inning when it went 6-4-3 and was tagged out. 2 down. We're in the bottom of the fourth. That ball smashed right back to Gavin Morris. He'll just take his time and lob it over to Dylan Zinko for the out. So for South Putnam, 3 up, 3 down. We've played 4 innings of baseball, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's still Northview 3, South Putnam nothing.
I'm Dave Crooks from WAMB. When Shelley and I moved to Brazil, we had to find new people to do business with. Finding an auto mechanic was easy. We trust Tony Lorenz and his team at Lorenz Service. Tony is a third-generation family-owned business that has always made us feel like family. Tony and his team truly care about their customers. When you need a good mechanic, call Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, 486-7331, or visit LorenzService.com.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic, 443-2225, 443-2225, Shaw Chiropractic.
11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're back at Dalton Field at South Putnam High School. I'm Dave Crooks. We go to the top half of the fifth inning where Northview leads South Putnam by a score of 3-0. Trey Tucker will lead things off. He got a single in the second and got on with a walk in the third. Cole Pierce is on deck, followed by Braden Nevins and Jackson Abbott. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball. Tell you what, Craig Trout just makes it look easy out there. Fields those baseballs and throws them perfectly back to the mound. The 0-1 pitch. Ooh, line drive, and it gets past the third baseman. It takes a bad hop, and Brandon Demerit could not stop it. Is it a hit or an error, guys? I think it's a hit, too, yeah. So Tucker gets his second hit of the game. Cole Pierce, who got a hit in the third, will bat next. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner for a called strike. The pitch. Called strike. 0-2 the count. So Cole Pierce trying to get on base. He'll need to start swinging that bat. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and they strike him out. So now this will bring up Braden Nevins, the right fielder.
20.
So Romke, excuse me, will be the batter, apparently. That's the change that I missed. That's number 20. Yep, Cade Romke. So he's in for Braden Nevins. So Cade Romke ready to go, or will be ready to go here shortly as the umpire does some paperwork. One down with a runner at first base. Nobody at second and third. We're in the top of the fifth. The Knights lead the Eagles 3-0. Here's the pitch. Nice hard hit ball to center field. That's going back, back, back. It goes all the way to the fence. That's going to be at least a double. And they're going to hold up the runner at third. So the first double of the day by Cade Romke. So now this will bring up Jackson. Well, wait a minute. We've got a new batter here. Looks like it's going to be Tyler Timberman. A 3-0 score. The Knights have runners at third and second. The pitch. Foul ball, or ball one, excuse me. Trey Tucker is at third base. You've got Cade Romke at second. Nobody on at first. One down here in the top of the fifth. Tyler Timberman is your batter. Here's the pitch. That ball, that could get out to the outfield. The second baseman could not get to that one. So a nice solid hit. It'll bring in a run. The Knights lead now 4-0. So Trey Tucker will score. And Timberman gets the hit. So three hits this inning for the Knights. We go to the top of the order with shortstop Trey Shaw. Popped up to the third baseman in the fourth. Got a single and scored in the third. And a base on balls in the first. So with Rumke at third, then you've got Timberman on at first. Shaw tries the bunt, but it's going to be foul. Tonight's game is service of Sonic Drive-In. They have two locations at Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. 4-0 score in favor of the Knights and a chance to add some more runs to the scoreboard. The pitch. That's a ball. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch. Foul ball. So 1-2 the count. The pitch. That is straight back toward left center field. That's trouble. That's going to drop. One run will score, and the Knights lead 5-0. So Cade Rumke crosses the plate. And another hit for the Knights, their fourth of the inning. A big one for Trey Shaw. So Timberman is on at second. And we've got a mound meeting. There could be a pitching change. We'll see what Coach McKeon will try to do here. He's trying to see if Jackson Wood, see how he's feeling and if he needs to make a change. We're in the top of the fifth with one down. Runners at first and second for Northview. And the Knights so far have had four hits this inning. Eight for the game, it looks like. Is he changing pitchers? Okay, so we do have a pitching change. There's a break in the action on the Great Dane scoreboard. Knights lead 5-0. We'll come back with the changes after we take this timeout on WAMB.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park Canyon IMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact our office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit parkcountyrmc.com or call 765-569-3282.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
Listen to Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk Friday and Saturdays from 9:30 to midnight on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We're back at Dalton Field at South Putnam High School. We're in the top of the fifth inning where there's one down and there's a pitching change with the Knights leading South Putnam 5-0. John Hodge will take over the pitching duties for the Eagles. Jackson Wood will go to second where Hodge was playing. The right-hander is warming up, and we'll see how this affects the game going forward. Again, a reminder, we've added the girls' softball sectional coverage to our WAMB lineup this month. And they made a change today. Originally, they were going to play on the 22nd, which is a Wednesday. They've now moved that to Tuesday, the 21st. They'll take on Brown County down at Owen Valley. Game scheduled for approximately 7:30, so we'll have the coverage of that game. And then in the baseball draw Sunday, Northview drew Plainfield or Avon. They got the bye, so they'll await the winner of that game and play on Memorial Day at 10 a.m. And, of course, we'll have coverage for you here on Timeless Classics WAMB. Corbin Allen is your batter. He walked twice today, and he flew out to the second baseman in the first. Runners at first and second, taking pretty big leads. John Hodge delivers the first pitch, and that's a ball, 1-0 the count. John Hodge checks the runner at second, delivers the pitch. That's ball two. Hodge delivers the next pitch. That's a nice hit ball to the shortstop, but it's scooped up. A throw to third is in time for the out. So that's a fielder's choice.
27, Morris.
This will bring up Gavin Morris. Runners at second and first. That's low. Ball one. So Trey Shaw is on at second. And then you've got Corbin Allen on at first. That pitch is low. 2-0 the count. The 2-0 pitch, low and inside, 3-0 the count. The 3-0 pitch, ball four. So Gavin Morris is on for the second time tonight with a base on balls, and this will load the bases once again for Northview. Dylan Zenko will bat next. He got hit by a pitch in the fourth, did get a sacrifice in the third that drove in a run, popped up to the second baseman in the first.
Number two, Edwards running for 27, Morris.
So we do have, for Northview, a courtesy runner. That would be Coy Edwards. Zenko ready to go. Nice hard hit ball, but the third baseman snags it. He tags the base, and that ends the Northview threat. But a successful inning for Northview. We did pick up two more runs. It looks like there was a total of four base hits. We've played four and a half innings of baseball. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview continues to lead South Putnam 5-0.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic products.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. It's Mulch Madness, now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at South Putnam High School, I'm Dave Crook. So glad that you've tuned in tonight on Timeless Classics, WAMB. You're home for CBS News on the Hour. Frank Rush with local news at the top of the hour each weekday morning. Also, Network Indiana News at the bottom of the hour. Who's Your Ag Today? And, of course, the greatest music of your life. We hope you'll stick around after the game for some great tunes. And full-service news and information from WAMB, 1130 on the AM dial, also at 106.9 and 99.5 on the FM dial, and on the web at WAMBradio.com. Gavin Morris still on the mound for the Knights. Corbin Allen, your catcher, We've got Dylan Zenko at first, Caleb Swearingen at second. Looks like Coy Edwards now. Is he playing third? Is that the deal? I think that's the case. Coy Edwards now at third. And I think Trey Tucker is still in left, Jackson Abbott in center. And in right field, was there a change for Braden Nevins? Is that, yeah, Cade Rumpke, it looks like. We're set to go. Here's the pitch, and that's low for a ball. And by the way, it's Brandon Demeritt. I'm going to have to start bringing binoculars to the game so I can read these numbers out in the outfield to make sure I've got everybody in line. That pitch is low and outside, 2-0 the count. The 2-0 pitch. That ball popped up high and deep towards center field. Jackson Abbott moves up on it, makes the grab, and there's one down. Hayden Switzer will bat next. He got thrown out by the third baseman in the second. Tonight's game brought to you by Lorenz Auto Service. For expert automotive service from a team you can trust, call Tony Lorenz and his team at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Check out their website, lorenzservice.com, for more information. Foul ball. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch. That's high. 1-1 the count. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He reached for that one. 1-2 the count. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Foul ball. Count remains 1-2. Tomorrow night, we're back at home to play the same team, South Putnam, on the air at 5:20 here on WAMB. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and they strike him out. So Gavin Morris now, he's had a total of 1, 2, 3, 4 strikeouts. This will bring up Devin Cashin. Thrown out by the pitcher in the second inning. Gavin Morris delivers. Swing and a miss. Morris looking good here this inning. No issues whatsoever so far. The 0-1 pitch. That's a ball. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch from Gavin Morris. On the corner for a called strike. So the count is 1-2. Here's the next pitch. That ball may be perfect. It lands for a base hit in shallow left field. I think that's the first hit of the game now for the Eagles. This will bring up Leighton Workman, the DH.
Number two, Leighton Workman.
A mound meeting right now with Craig Trout and Gavin Morris. And now Corbin Allen is going to walk out and join the conversation. We'll take this time to remind you that you're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute. Go to our Facebook page and like us at Timeless Classics, WAMB. Let us know where you're listening to us at. We'll even give you a shout-out, whether you're listening locally or out of state. We've already had people check in from Florida and Pennsylvania today, which is very cool. All right, we're set to go. The pitch. And a throw to first, and the runner is safe. That was a ball, by the way. Another throw to first base, and the runner is safe. We've got four games to bring you on the radio this week. We mentioned, of course, South Putnam tonight and tomorrow night. But then as I look at the schedule, and that's a foul, we've got Terre Haute North on Friday night. They'll be at Northview. You'd like to see a big crowd for that one, a 6 o'clock game, 5:50 pregame show. And then Saturday morning at 11:50, it'll be Danville at Northview. So four games on the radio this week for the Northview Knights as the count now 1-2 on Leighton Workman. The pitch. Inside, 2-2 the count. Five nothing score, Northview leading. That ball smashed down to the third baseman, and oh, Coy Edwards bobbled it. That's going to be an error. So we'll have to give an E5. He looked like he was going to just scoop it up and make the move, but it did not land in his glove. So now we've got another batter. This will be John Hodge, number 16. Runners at first and second for South Putnam with two down as that one has popped up out of play. So a 5-0 score in favor of the Knights. This is the biggest threat South Putnam has put on today. Hodge is 0-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-2 the count. So a big pitch coming up for Gavin Morris. The 0-2 pitch from Gavin Morris. Way outside. 1-2 the count. Nice stop by Corbin Allen. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and Morris gets the Knights out of the inning. No runs. There was one hit. They left two stranded, and the Knights did commit an error. We have played five innings of baseball. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview continues to lead South Putnam 5-0.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. Have tax reform questions? We have answers. Visit us today.
Your home for Northview Night Sports. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're back at Dalton Field at South Putnam High School. I'm Dave Crutch. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil Terre Haute. We're on the AM dial at 1130, also at 106.9 or 99.5 on the web at WAMBradio.com. Due up for the Knights. And it looks like it will be Caleb Swearingen batting for himself. He's had a DH earlier tonight that batted three times for him. So Swearingen And then it'll be Trey Tucker and then Cole Pierce. The umpire does some more paperwork. And play will resume here momentarily. Here we go. John Hodge on the mound for South Putnam. The right-hander delivers. That's a line drive. Perfect hit down the third base line for Caleb Swearingen. And matter of fact, he's going to try for second. Oh, there's the throw, but they did not tag him in time. So a stand-up double for Caleb Swearingen. He's got to feel good about that. Second double of the game for the Knights. And now this will bring up Trey Tucker. Oh, wait a minute. We got to change. Dylan Boer.
Number 13, Boer.
So Dylan Boer will bat next. Caleb Swearingen on at second. Nobody on the corners. 5-0 score in favor of Northview. That pitch was on the other side of his helmet. And it was a nice catch by Devin Cashian. Hodge checks the runner at second, delivers the 1-0. That hit him. A hit pitch. So Dylan Boer will be on first. And now with the Knights with runners at first and second, this will bring up Coy Edwards. Craig Trout's trying to rotate his players a bit. That's good to see. Give everybody some experience. Called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 the count on Coy Edwards. John Hodge. The 0-1. That's a ball, 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch, that's a perfect hit. Out to center field, it will drop, and that will load our bases. So nice job by Coy Edwards. Second hit of the inning.
20, Ron Key.
10 hits for the game, it looks like, for Northview. Cade Rumke will bat next. He got on with a big double in the fifth. Quick mound meeting between the catcher and the pitcher, and that breaks up. 5-0 score in favor of Northview. Runners take their leads at all three bases. That's outside, ball one. So 1-0 the count. The pitch. That ball is foul. The 1-1 pitch, outside, 2-1 the count. It's going to be a challenge tonight to figure out the player of the game. A lot of good effort tonight by the Knights. 2-1 pitch. That ball popped up high toward right field. Aiden LeBlanc calls for it, and there's the out. Runner heading for home. There's the throw at the plate, and they got him. Wow, nice play. So Rumpke, with the sacrifice fly, at least he tried. They got him out in right field, and then they made the throw at home in time for the double play.
Good job, Cashin.
So now this will bring up Tyler Timberman. So runners at first and second. Knights leading 5-0. But that was a big play for the Eagles. The pitch. Nice hard hit ball, but caught by Tanner Pistelli to end the inning. That was a line drive right to his mitt. So in the inning for the Knights, they did pick up two hits. There were no runs. We left a couple of stranded. At the end of 5.5 on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's 5-0 Northview.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Last year, you may have gotten married, purchased your first home, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. Things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Like us on Facebook.
Well, we're back at Dalton Field at South Putnam High School. And this will bring up Drew Typen, the first baseman. Gavin Morris on the mound for the Knights. He's gone the distance so far tonight. Here's the pitch. That ball popped up out of play. Owen won the count. Here's the pitch. Hard hit ball. The shortstop, Trey Shaw, catches it, makes the throw to Dylan Zinko. He has to make the tag, and they get the out. So we'll score that 6-3. Now we'll go to the top of the order now for the shortstop for South Putnam, Tanner Pistelli. Here's the pitch. Called strike. 0-1 the count. Foul ball. Oh and two the count with one down here in the bottom of the sixth. Inside for a ball. Again, if your business would like to be a part of our Northview baseball coverage, let us know. We've even picked up softball for the sectional. Swing and a miss. Strikes him out. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Looks like four strikeouts today for Gavin Morris. This will bring up Jackson Wood. Wood got caught looking in the fourth as that ball popped up and out of play. Got on with an error in the first. Owen won the count. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. 0-2 the count. Morris delivers the 0-2. That's high, ball one. One and two the count. Pitcher versus pitcher. That's a ball. 2-2 the count. Perfect night for baseball. 2-2 our count with two down. Eagles have not scored in this game. The Knights lead 5-0. That's a ball, and the count is now full. So big pitch coming up for Gavin Morris. Here comes the, well, we got a time. Batter steps out of the box for a second, so put a little heat on Morris. Jackson Wood steps in. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. Fifth strikeout of the night for Gavin Morris, and in the inning for South Putnam, three up, three down. We've played six, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview continues to lead South Putnam 5-0.
I'm Dave Crooks from WAMB. When Shelley and I moved to Brazil, we had to find new people to do business with. Finding an auto mechanic was easy. We trust Tony Lorenz and his team at Lorenz Service. Tony is a third-generation family-owned business that has always made us feel like family. Tony and his team truly care about their customers. When you need a good mechanic, call Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, 486-7331, or visit LorenzService.com.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic, 443-2225, 443-2225, Shaw Chiropractic.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
And we're back at South Putnam High School at Dalton Field, where we go to the top half of the seventh inning. Northview leading 5-0. I'm Dave Crooks. So glad you're tuned in tonight on Timeless Classics WAMB. Four big games this week on the radio. And tomorrow night, South Putnam comes to town for a 5:20 broadcast. Friday, we've got Terre Haute North for a 5:50 broadcast. And then Saturday, Danville comes to town. That'll be an 11:50 broadcast. And we also have the Indy GP race broadcast coming your way Saturday afternoon from the world's greatest race course as we start our month of May coverage from Speedway, Indiana. Trey Shaw will lead things off. That's a perfect hit. Oh, it's going to be caught by the shortstop. I thought it was going to go a little farther, but it was a nice hard hit ball to the shortstop, and there's one down. So now this will bring up Corbin Allen, the catcher. He got on with two walks today, and he also got on with a fielder's choice. John Hodge delivers the pitch. That's inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch. That ball smashed back to Jackson Wood at second. Oh, he bobbles the ball. That'll be an error. So an E4. There's been at least, I think, two errors by South Putt tonight. This will bring up Gavin Morris. He struck out in the first, walked and scored in the third, got a single in the fourth, and he walked in the fifth. Throw to first base. Corbin Allen is back in time. Here's the pitch. That's a ball. 1-0 the count. John Hodge checks the runner at first, delivers the 1-0. Hard hit ball, beautiful line drive for Gavin Morris down third base, and the Knights have two on.
37, Zentko.
Dylan Zentko, the first baseman, will bat next. So Zentko set to go. 11 hits in this game for Northview. That ball popped up high toward right field. Aiden LeBlanc calls for it, and there's two down. Oh, and they got an out at second base. I guess what the runner took off, it didn't get back in time, I guess. So that'll be three outs. So that will end the inning for Northview. But for the Knights, they did pick up another hit. There were no runs. We left one on. We have played six and a half. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview continues to lead South Putnam 5-0.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our members and inform you that we have recently expanded our Power Moves rebate program. We now rebate heat pump water heaters, mini split heating and cooling units, and variable speed pool pumps. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
And we're back at Dalton Field at South Putnam High School. I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in tonight. And that noise you just heard was the baseball hitting the fence where my microphone is attached to it. So everything's calm. It's been a great night for baseball here at South Putnam High School. And the Knights continuing to lead 5-0. Gavin Morris has went the distance. And we'll see if we can go home smiling. Due up will be Aiden LeBlanc, the right fielder. He's 0-for-2 today. Brandon DeMoret, the third baseman, will bat. And Hayden Switzer.
Aiden LeBlanc.
All three batters looking for their first hit of the day. So we're about set to go. 5-0 score. The Knights lead South Putnam. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, ball one.
Gotta get on base, Bob. Come on.
The 1-0 pitch. That ball popped up to center field. Jackson Abbott is there. He makes the grab, and there's one down.
Number three, Brandon Demeret.
This will bring up Brandon Demeret, the third baseman. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll pick out the Chad Schottmeyer, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Player of the Game, and we hope to talk to Coach Craig Trout. Foul ball on the first pitch. 0-1 the count. Really do appreciate our sponsors for making our coverage possible as Corbin Allen walks out to talk to Gavin Morris. If you get a chance to see some of these sponsors you've heard tonight and throughout the season, be sure to let them know you appreciate their sponsorship of Northview Sports. That's the only way we can do this, and we'd love to add a few more. And the more sponsors we add, the more Knights coverage we can do, and we hope you appreciate it. 0-1 the count. Well, we know you do. That pitch is low. 1-1 the count. Saw a picture yesterday where they're starting to tear up the football field at Northview and getting ready to install the turf this summer. There's a called strike. 1-2 the count. The 1-2 pitch. That's low. 2-2 the count. The 2-2 pitch. Nice hit ball to center field, and Abbott makes a nice catch. Did he get it? He did. So the
number five, Hayden Switzer.
Hayden Switcher down to their last batter, potentially. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Knights are in the driver's seat trying to protect the shutout here with a 5-0 score. Gavin Morris has went the distance. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The 0-1 pitch on the outside corner for a called strike. The 0-2 pitch. He reached for that, and that'll pop up to right field, and it will be caught by Cade Rumpke, and that will end the ball game. Your final score on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 5 and South Putnam nothing. The Knights now improve to 8-7 on the season. South Putnam falls to 7-11. These two teams will play again tomorrow night at 5:30, and we'll have the coverage for you at 5:20 on WAMB. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, our post-game show, we hope to talk to Coach Craig Trout, and we'll name our player of the game. It's all next on WAMB.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drivers.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
It's Mulch Madness,
now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
The voice of the Northview Knights, Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve. So you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. Have tax reform questions? We have answers. Visit us today.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We're back at Dalton Field at South Putnam High School. I'm Dave Crooks, where the Knights pick up a win tonight to improve to 8-7 on the season. They win 5-0. Northview had 5 runs on 11 hits. I had them for 2 errors. South Putnam, no runs, 1 hit, and 1 error. So a well-played game by Northview tonight. They're cutting down their errors, which make a big difference, of course, for the success of the team. And here comes Coach Craig Trout to talk about tonight's win. And, Coach, that was a good win for your ball club this evening.
Yeah, pretty clean game all the way. I thought that Gavin did a really nice job on the mound, and a couple guys came in there in the lineup and got some big hits.
Yeah, Gavin had even a couple of hits, and he pitched the entire distance, so that was great to see. What other things did you like about your team tonight?
I thought we were clean on defense. I thought we were putting ourselves in the right place. I thought we communicated pretty well on the field. And again, I thought we were just pretty tough at the plate. Not anything that was really silly as far as outs or bad at bats. I thought we battled every time.
And 2 errors, but we're getting better, it seems like. There's less errors.
Yeah, I think we were at 11 and then 6 and 2, so we keep moving that direction. We'll be all right, knock on wood. And hopefully that's what we have to do, playing our best baseball here coming up to the tournament.
And you had an opportunity tonight to play some additional players. You had some pinch runners and pinch hitters, and that was good to see.
Yeah, you get to see some guys who are going to help us down the stretch, you know, and we need a courtesy runner, we need a pinch runner in a situation. And I thought some of those guys came in there and put themselves in a chance to start playing in the lineup for sure.
Well, and then it was fun to see Caleb Swearingen bat for himself and boom, get a big hit.
Yeah, Caleb's been working. We've been talking about using his length, you know, 6'3 kid, really long, and takes a great swing at a ball and rips it right down the line.
Okay. Any other thoughts about tonight's game, Coach?
Not really. I think, again, just another step in the right direction. Keep winning, and hopefully tomorrow night we keep that going and keep it going through this week and on into the weekend. And if anybody needs to know, we are changing this weekend to a JV varsity doubleheader at Danville. The Owen Valley JV game is no longer at home. We're playing Danville in a JV varsity doubleheader on Saturday at Danville.
At Danville. At Danville. So you're not at home Saturday.
No, no games at home.
So what time would you play on Saturday?
The JV will start at 10, and then the varsity will be directly after that.
Oh, my. So you're going to make me guess. So it'll be like 11:30 or so?
I'd say it would be closer to probably 12:30, I would guess, just because by the time they clean up and do everything, we'll be ready to go.
Okay, because we've got that on the schedule, too.
Yeah, so it changed you guys a little bit. I know that, but I wanted everybody to know who's listening. It'll change also.
Okay, very good. And then you got Terre Haute North Friday night
Terre
coming
North,
to town?
Terre Haute North, senior night Friday. A good look at a sectional opponent and a team that's been playing pretty well and very capable to do a lot of damage in the tournament.
I saw South clipped them 10-0 last week, I guess.
Yeah, right? South has been playing really well. You know, South beat Cathedral yesterday, which is a ranked team and a good win for them. And so South's playing really good baseball. And I think that, again, usually around tournament time, you know, they got us last year in the sectional championship. And I think they're a good baseball team. And, again, I think that's one thing a lot of people doubt about the Wabash Valley is the fact that we have a lot of good baseball. You know, you look at West Vigo's got a really good team this year. Even, you know, you look at Edgewood, the 3A sectional might be tougher than the 4A sectional. Not to put anything down on it, but you're talking about the number one and number two teams in the state, or, you know, two and three, whatever polls you're looking at, in one sectional playing each other in the first round. So,
and by the way, how close are we from being back in 3A? I mean, how many schools?
Well, the only reason we're in 4A is the success factor.
Oh, it's still the success factor.
That's a 2-year deal on the success factor. Once we get the 6 points with a state championship and then a regional championship, we have 2 years, and then we'll move back down to 3A. I think we're pretty safely in 3A. If I looked at the numbers correctly last time, and since there's only four classes, we've stayed, you know, maybe in the bottom 15 as far as size. I mean, we would move up if there would be a lot of schools move out, but I don't think it will.
Okay, I forgot you were still dealing with the success factor.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing. If that's the reason you got to move up, I'll move up any day of the week for that reason.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, good win tonight, and hopefully the weather will cooperate and we'll get one in tomorrow night, but we'd like to encourage the fans to come see your team tomorrow night at 5:30 or Friday at 6 o'clock.
And again, I really appreciate what you guys do, and thanks to everybody for listening.
Well, the sponsors make it all happen. So.
Yeah, thanks to all them.
All right, thanks a lot, Craig Trout.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and announce our player of the game after these messages.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Last year you may have gotten married, purchased your first home, had a child, or bought that brand new car you've been saving up for. Things have changed since you may have sat down last with your insurance provider. Don't let life-changing events go unnoticed, and most importantly, be sure you have the proper coverage in place to protect your financial security. I'm Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and I want to protect you and your family just as I have my own. Call me today at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We are back at Dalton Field at South Putnam High School. I'm Dave Crooks, where the Knights win 5-0 over the South Putnam Eagles. Time now for our player of the game, presented by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Well, we had a lot of good choices tonight for player of the game, but when you've got a pitcher who can not only go the entire distance of the game, but he also contributes a couple of hits and a run, I think that's a slam dunk. So Gavin Morris is our player of the game, presented by Chad Schottmeyer, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent. So congratulations to Gavin Morris, our player of the game, and congratulations to the Knights. They now have a winning record at 8-7. They'll be home tomorrow night to play the Eagles once again. We hope to see you in the stands. If you can't make it, we'll be on the air at 5:20 here on Timeless Classics WAMB. Want to thank Dennis Porter, my studio producer, and all the folks at South Putnam for their great hospitality tonight. I'm Dave Crooks, again, where the Knights win tonight 5-0 over South Putnam. Until tomorrow night, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB. Today's game has been brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperative, Sonic Drive-In with two locations in Terre Haute, State Road 46 East and in Plaza North. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. WTHI TV 10, News 10, coverage you can count on. Chad Schrottmeyer, Farm Bureau Insurance, call 812-208-3244. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, Great Dane, join their team today, apply at greatdane.com. Sue Goshen, H&R Block, your local H&R Block in Brazil. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw at Shaw Chiropractic, located at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil. And Lorenz Service, a family tradition since 1930 in downtown Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and tell them how much you appreciate Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.